Hello and welcome to the Malological Podcast, episode 5 of series 8, our final episode of this series. Here's what's coming up on this week's pod. We've got the latest from the Malalodge Advent activities, we hear about the Jingle Bell Ball, the top 10 in the music charts, and a rundown of some favourite music artists. We also hear about some top shops, the Goosebumps movie, and things to do when you're bored. Plus, we have our usual teacher interview this week with Miss O'Brien. Let's get started with Christmas at Malalodge. As many of you know, we like to mark Christmas in a big way here. So here is Amara from Year 5 to tell us more.
Hello, my name is Amara and today I'm going to be talking about the Malalodge Advent celebrations. Every December at Malalodge, we like to celebrate the build-up to Christmas with special events every day. There are lots of celebrations counting down to the end of the term, including the Nativity. I remember when I was in the Nativity, I was a star. Each day we get a clue in the morning as to what the event or treat might be that day. This year we have all been given an advent calendar and each morning we open the door to reveal the clue for the day. Of course we must only open them on the day, no peeking ahead. From past years I remember us decorating our classrooms, playing Christmas games and even having hot chocolate. Last year my favourite thing was a pantomime. And so far this year, we've had a Christmas songs assembly where we had crackers that had Christmas songs inside, a Christmas fun run, a snowball toss challenge, making Christmas cards for charity, and Sparkle Day where everyone can wear something with some Christmas sparkle. And that's just the first week. We've got more to come next week. It's such a fun way to build up to the end of term. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
Following on from the Christmas theme, Seb, Ezra and Teddy are here next to tell us about the Jingle Bell Ball.
Hello, my name is Ezra.
My name is Teddy.
And my name is Seb.
And today we'll be telling you some of the singers in the Jingle Bell Ball lineups for night one and two.
KSI, born 9th of June 1993, better known by his online alias KSI, is an English social media influencer, professional boxer and musician. He is a co-founding member of YouTube group The Sidemen, the CEO of Misfits Boxing and the co-owner of Prime Hydration, XIX Vodka, Sidemen Clothing, restaurant chain Sides, cereal brand Best Breakfast and snack brand Lunchly. This is his song, Thick of It.
Ella Henderson has gone on to release a number of successful songs including Ghost, Glow, Yours and her collabs with Jax Jones, This Is Real, We've Got Love with Sigala, Let's Go Home Together with Tom Grennan and Brave, as well as Crazy What Love Can Do with Becky Hill and David Guetta.
Wrap me up in diamonds, cover me in gold. But nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. I'd given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do? Can someone tell me what is happening to me? You're my oxygen, now I can finally breathe. Didn't care for anyone until it was you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do?
Number 3, Coldplay. Coldplay are a British rock band formed in London 1997. They consist of a vocalist and pianist, Chris Martin, guitarist Johnny Buckland and bassist Guy Berryman, drummer and percussionist Will Champion. They are best known for their live performances and for impacting popular culture through their musical achievements. Here is their song, Something Just Like This.
And the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero,
some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Number 4, Tom Grennan, born on 8th of June 1995, is an English singer and a songwriter from Bedford, based in London. Grennan found fame as the guest vocalist on Chasen's Status, All Goes Wrong in 2016. His album Lighting Matches was released in July 2018. The album peaked at number 5 on the UK Albums chart and includes the single Found What I've Been Looking For.
I don't know what to tell you, I don't know what to say. I got into my head, I'm sorry I threw it away. But I'm so glad you came back, even through all the pain. Let me try mend it, I can promise, I swear that I've changed. Oh, let me give you all of me. Can we just start it out for real? Cause I could be a choice on Friday. Tonight's at the place we started. It's a long way back from sorry, but here I go. How does it feel? How does it feel? Just tell me something.
Number 5, Katy Perry. Catherine Elizabeth Hudson, born October 25th, 1984, known professionally as Katy Perry, is an American singer, songwriter, and television personality. Perry is one of the best-selling music artists in history, having sold over 143 million units worldwide. She is known for her influence on pop music.
Teddy Swims. Jaden Colin Dimmesdale, born September 25th, 1992, also known by his stage name as Teddy Swims, is an American singer-songwriter who wrote music blends of genres including R&B, soul, country and pop. He originally attracted fans through song covers on his YouTube channel through 2019 and 2020. His third extended play, Tough Love, caused him to chart on the Billboard 200 for the first time.
Listening to our part of the podcast, and make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. So.
Still got some Christmas shopping to do? Here's Soraya from Year 4 with some top shops.
Hi, my name is Soraya, and today I'm going to tell you the most amazing shopping malls, online and physical. Let's get started then. Number one, Vinted. Vinted is an online shop and you can get anything you imagine for half the price, and you can even email the person who owns the item and suggest different prices, and you can even get it for 1/8 of the original price. Number two, Costco. Costco is probably the biggest shop I've ever seen. It has hundreds and hundreds of fruit and ton of vegetables, and it even has taste tests of the things they sell. Number three, Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins is an ice cream shop where you can buy any ice cream flavour you want, as vanilla to bubblegum flavour or any flavour you prefer. Number four, M&S. M&S is a supermarket that you can buy anything that's not food, that is food and not toys, though, and you can get sweets to broccolis to delicious Belgian biscuits, and I really, really recommend it. Number five, Next. Next is a clothes shop where you can get any type of clothes you like, from warm, cozy jumpers to dresses, and the clothes are really comfortable. Make sure you go there. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Over to Shaquille, Aaron, and Freddie in year four now with things to do if you're bored.
Hi, I'm Shaq, and I'm here with Freddie and Aaron, and we're going to tell you about things to do when you are bored.
Number one, play a board game like Monopoly, but my favourite board game is Frustration.
Number two, reading a book. Reading a book might sound boring, but it is entertaining and it improves your vocabulary.
Number three, playing outside. Playing outside gives you fresh air, exercise.
Number four, take a walk. Taking a walk reduces risk of heart disease, and it is very fun because you can walk along your nearest street and pick up a very yummy snack while saving the environment.
Number five, go on a run. Running might get you tired, but it burns your body fat and makes you fit.
Number six, play sports. Playing sports can entertain you as well as help you by getting ahead at school and improving your social skills.
Number seven, draw a picture. Drawing a picture can enable your imagination and creative part of your mind.
Number eight, chat to a friend. Chatting to a friend can help you move your face and improve your facial muscles and social skills. It also makes you remember good times you've had in your life.
Number nine, yoga and meditation. Yoga and meditation could help you get calm if you're mad. Number 10, play with a sibling. Playing with a sibling is a fun thing to do because you can play cards or wrestle. No, I was just joking. It's easier to walk 5 meters than go on a phone. And Manalodge is banning smartphones.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell a friend.
Bye!
Next is Elodie from Year 4 to tell us about the Goosebumps movie.
Hi, my name is Elodie and today I'm going to tell you a load of facts that I didn't even know about the movie Goosebumps. Let's get started then, shall we? Goosebumps is a 2015 family horror comedy film directed by Rob Letterman and written by Darren Lemp, based on R.L. Stine's children horror book series. Goosebumps was released in October 2015. The film received generally positive reviews from its critics, with praise for its humour, pace and trueness to Goosebumps books. The film stars Jack Black, who teams up with his neighbour and his teenage daughter to save their hometown after all the monsters from Goosebumps franchise escape from his works, wreaking havoc in the real world. Plot. Following his father's death, teenage Zach Cooper and his mother Gail move from New York City to Slarwood, town of Madison, where the latter has gotten a new job as a vice principal of his local high school. That same night, Gail has to supervise a school dance and leaves Zach with his aunt, Lauren. Fearing Hannah is in danger, Zach tricks her father into going to the police station while he and Champ enter his house. Hannah's father unwittingly reveals himself as R.L. Stine, the disturbed genius behind the Goosebumps franchise. He originally wrote the stories to cope with severe bullying, but his creations became real as a result of his overactive imagination, and he was forced to keep them imprisoned in their manuscripts. Sappy releases several of his fellow monsters, causing havoc around Madison. Meanwhile, Lauren is attacked by vampiric poodle Fifi from Please Don't Feed the Vampire. The core cuts through a cemetery, during which Zack sees Hannah becoming ghost-like in moonlight before they are attacked by eponymous characters of Attack of the Graveyard Ghouls. Slappy releases the rest of the monsters and commands them to attack the school to order the objective time. Despite the best efforts of school staff and student body of keeping the monsters out, they break in anyway. Slappy finds Stein and breaks his fingers with typewriter's case before he can finish the story. A sequel titled Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween was released 2 years later in October 2018. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast and remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Now you're going to listen to some haunted house music.
Grace from Year 5 joins us next with her top 5 music artists.
Hello, my name is Grace and I'll be telling you about 5 solo artists and bands. Right, let's get started. First of all, I will be talking about Queen. Queen was a very famous band. Their lead singer was Freddie Mercury. He was one of the most famous singers of all time. He had the most phenomenal voice ever and was famous for his personality and how he made up songs. Some of his songs were Don't Stop Me Now, Bohemian Rhapsody, Another Man Bites the Dust, and The Show Must Go On. Second of all, there was Amy Winehouse. Her voice blew everyone away. She was a solo artist. Unfortunately, she died when she was 27. She died from drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. She had a very deep voice when she sang. Some of her songs were Back to Black, Valerie, Rehab, and Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Third of all, there is Taylor Swift. She's very beautiful. Taylor Swift has won lots of awards. She has sung lots of songs. She sings songs like 22, Blank Space and Shake It Off. Fourth of all is ABBA. ABBA became famous by winning a contest by singing Waterloo. In the band, there were 2 girls and 2 boys. Some of their songs are Mamma Mia and Money, Money, Money. Fifth of all is Billie Eilish. She's quite glam. Some of her songs were Bad Guy Mix Up and Till the Day That I Die. Most of her songs are sad and not very lively. She sings with a depressing vocal style. Thank you for listening to my podcast.
Sticking with the music theme, here are Debare, Harley and Harry with the chart top 10.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm Harley.
And I'm Debare. And today we are going to tell you the top 10 songs in the singles charts last week.
In 10th place is Taste by Sabrina Carpenter. The song's highest point in the singles charts is first. This is how it goes. In 9th, we have Sick of It by KSI. Its peak is 6. It goes like this.
I'm in the thick of it, everybody knows. They know me where it snows, I skid in and they froze. I don't know, no nothing but no ice, I'm just cold. 40-something Billy stuff or so, I've been told.
In 8th is Bad Dreams by Teddy Swims. Its peak is also 6.
Next we have Wildflower by Billie Eilish. The song's peak is 7th.
She was your girl, you showed her the world, but fell out of love and you both let go.
Bad Chemist by Sabrina Carpenter. Its peak is 6th.
Breath, got me going online.
In 5th place is The Door by Teddy Swims. Its peak is 5th.
I
In fourth is Hot to Go. Its peak is fourth. Next, in third, is APT by Bruno Mars and Rosé. Its peak is second.
Next is Sailor Song by Gigi Perez. The peak of this song is first.
And the top song last week and now is That's So True by Gracie Abrams. The peak is first. When born her, ooh, bet you think that she is so cool. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
On to our teacher interview next. Joining us this week is Miss O'Brien, who joined Manor Lodge back in September and has been working in Year 2, 3 and 4. Here is Aaron, Shaquille and Freddie from Year 4 with the questions.
Hi, I'm Shaq and I'm here with Aaron and Freddie, and we're here with the one and only brilliant Miss O'Brien.
What is your favourite book?
I don't have a favourite. I've read so many books, from even children's books like Harry Potter.
Do you want to give a top three?
Oh, top three. Oh, gosh. I like romantic books. I like little romantic books, really? Little love story books, to be honest. But yeah, so I haven't really got a favourite because I've got too many, but they're my type of books, sort of a little love story.
Okay.
If you could have a house on the ocean or in the mountains, what would you choose?
I think in the mountains.
Why would you like that?
Why? You can walk around easy. In the ocean, you'd have to get a boat and float around. But I do like walking around, and especially, you know, because I walk my dog and I like going on walks. So mountains would be better for me.
What's your dog's name?
Evie.
Is she like a boy
like or Pokemon. She's got Pokemon Eevee. So we had this Pokemon Eevee and we thought, actually, that's a nice name. And that's how she's got the name Eevee.
What's your favourite food?
Favourite food? Gosh, I have many favourite foods. Anything from Thai to Italian. I haven't got a favourite. I've got too many to choose from. I couldn't pick one. I like lots of different things. Mm. Mexican, loads.
What's your favourite subject in school?
Ooh. I'm a bit creative, so I do like art, but I don't sit in art, but I do like art. That was my favourite subject at school. I do like English. I'm interested in all subjects, really. I just find everything so fascinating.
What's your favourite fruit?
Favourite fruit? Strawberries, I think.
What's your favourite song?
Favourite song? Oh, my gosh, there's too many to choose from. If I said one, you probably wouldn't know who the artist is anyway. I love a bit of George Michael. I love a bit of Bon Jovi. The range of my listening really is quite vast. I love Coldplay, lots of different groups and lots of different singers.
Roughly how tall are you?
I am 5'3" and a half. Ooh. 5'3". I think I was 5'4", but I have a condition called sclerosis, so my spine is bent. So as my spine gets more curvature, I'm getting smaller. And that's why I'm now 5'3" and a half.
What's your favourite childhood memory?
Oh, gosh. Favourite childhood memory. going on a holiday with Mum and Dad and my all the family, having Christmases. So my dad's one of seven, my mum's one of four. So years ago when I was little, Christmases for me was quite big. Yeah. We had everyone around. So, it, you know, having deck chairs with chairs around for Christmas for lunch. So, yeah, I love Christmases.
Perfect time to have the nativity today.
Perfect time.
What religion are you?
I was brought up Catholic. Mm-hmm. I was taught by nuns. I went to a Catholic primary school and a Catholic secondary school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your favourite colour?
Favourite colour? My favourite colours are, I'd say, black and pink are my favourite colours.
What's your favourite movie and why?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. The one that comes to mind is Holiday, because I love watching Holiday at this time of year. It's a rom-com and it's festive and it's got Jude Law in it. Jack Black, so yeah, Holiday comes to mind.
If you could be something which is not a teacher, what would you be?
Ooh, well, before I'd done what I do now, I used to work in the bank. I worked for Barclays Bank for 28 years.
Like my grandpa.
So that's what I'd done before. I had no intention to, but they came into my school when I was 15. And what I wanted to do, I wanted to be a nurse.
Yeah.
But that Barclays came in and I filled out an application. I got a job when I was 16. Well,
16, that's quite young.
But nursing was what I wanted to do.
Mm. What's your dream car?
Dream car? Gosh. I like ones that are quite high. So Audis or Range Rovers are my dream car. Never owned one, but that's my dream car.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Thank you very much. With Christmas almost upon us, that just about wraps things up for this episode and, in fact, this series. We'll be back in the new year with a brand new series and a fresh batch of podcasters. So a big thank you to all the members of the club this term for the work they put into creating each episode. Everyone at Manor Lodge would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. We look forward to seeing and speaking to you in 2025. Just time to tell you about our intro music this week, which was created by Sid Arthur on Chrome Lab. And now to close the episode and the series, here is Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran, played on the drums by Harley in Year 6.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.